if you talk to somebody who's not saved, they're on a different frequency. Their mind is on a different frequency. You might as well be talking to a brick wall. A complete brick wall. It's really just ridiculous. It's off the roof ridiculous. I don't even have words for it. Think about it. They crucified the Savior. We're talking about a righteous, holy, set apart Savior. And they crucified the light of the world. Now think about that. If the world crucified the light, what does that tell you about the world? It's in darkness. It's in death. Jesus is life. Eternal life. So why would the earth plane kill the eternal, the way, the truth, the life? Why would they kill? Because this is a death cult down here. It's a death cult. Everything about it is a death cult. And if a person is not spiritually able to discern via the Holy Spirit, they're walking around dead. They're dead. I don't want you to really digest what I'm trying to tell you. Those people you rub shoulders with who are not born again, they're dead. They're in delusions. They're dead. They're in a dream world. They're in fake reality. Dead men walking. And when you're talking to them, you're talking to a dead creature. You've renewed your mind. You've stepped to the other side. You've been born again. You start to think in life and not death. If they're dead, already dead, why are they living in fear of dying? They're already dead. Why are they afraid of dying? Because they know where they're going. They know where they're going. They know where they're going. Try to yoke up with one, see what happens. Life and death yoked up together. They're going to try to kill you. Because think about it. The devil's trying to make a copy of himself, right? And what is he? He's dead. He's fallen. Befall. Death. Murder. Greed. Fear. Doubt, anger, unforgiveness, bitterness. What's the devil going to try to do? Make you into a copy. Easy button. When you see Jesus, you'll be like him. What's God doing? Making sons of God. Making copies of himself through Jesus. Making images and copies of himself. Made in God's image and man fell because of the devil. Now, if God is making copies of himself, what's the devil doing? Making copies of himself. The word copy is image. Just look it up in the etymology. Image, copy, portrait. It's all about the heart. It's all about a new heart. Doctor Who had two hearts. Doctor Who had two hearts. Hello? What's that a type and shadow of? You get a new heart when you get saved. These people are not your friend. They're not even real. Their thoughts are not their own. They're vain imaginations. I mean, they're not even real. They're walking around based on some kind of song or music. All their worldviews are based on what TV or society tells them. Their bloodline. They all have a worldview that's contrary to the truth. Now, we all start out that way, and we all have to fight that battle. Don't get me wrong. It's hard to... When you're rubbing shoulders, everything you look at, everywhere you go, is lies. You know, it's hard to... The only way you're going to stand is stay in the Word and renew your mind and realize and admit that you're in it. It's kind of like being saturated with... Like jumping in a puddle of mud. If you jump in the mud... And you're just swimming around in the mud, you're muddy. You have to get away from it. Spiritually renew yourself. Cut off the noise. This is why being self-aware and meditation and contemplation and just getting away from all the noise of the system is so important. And it needs to be done daily. Every day. All the noise is just ridiculous. Bunch of noise. Bunch of repeat noise too. Everything they say has already been said, and they always come up with some kind of new theory they think. They think they got something new, and it's already been said 1,000 years ago. They might say it a little bit different, but it's already been said 1,000 years ago. It's already been said, people. It is finished. It is finished.